Boneboy Speaks, episode 779, Competing Against Piracy. Sometimes a headline on one of these, on some blog, actually speaks for itself and doesn't seem to require a whole lot of explanation. I'll just read it. The recording industry has, quote unquote, virtually eliminated illegal file sharing in Norway by offering better products. Well, no duh. And the best example that a lot of my listeners are probably familiar with is, of course, iTunes. iTunes made music available in a much easier way than going to an illegal file sharing site. And of course, it got much better when they eliminated the DRM and, you know, the prices, of course, came down. The prices were okay. And I guess now they vary a little bit. But the bottom line, right? Convenience trumps, a lot of things, right? If it's convenient and you don't put up a lot of barriers and you make a product that people actually want to use, then people will buy from it. When I buy music, I shop around. I look at iTunes and Amazon. They both offer an easy way to get the music. And once I get the music in, I don't have to worry about, if I want to play it on a new device or something, I don't have to worry about whether it will play or not because of DRM. The stuff is either, M4A, which is, or MP3. And, the difference, of course, being, one's slightly better than the other. But pretty much all devices support it. And it's, the industry itself in Norway is saying, hey, look, we offered better products and services, and we pretty much eliminated piracy. Only 4% of people under 30 in Norway are using illegal file sharing platforms, and most, less than 1% considered piracy their main source of music. So, you're never going to completely eliminate piracy. There's always going to be something that's not available in the official channels, or there's just some people that simply can't afford it or whatever. But how much clearer of a thing do you need? Granted, Norway's a small country, but even this had to have happened in the United States too with iTunes, because as I say, certainly. When iTunes became available and stopped doing DRM, I certainly bought music that way, because that was the reason I didn't buy digital music at all. It's because I wanted to make sure I could use it, and I'd still get CDs and rip them. Now I don't bother with that. When I buy music, I might buy it through iTunes or sometimes Amazon, because I know that the tracks will play on any device I have or probably ever will have in for the foreseeable future. So, and that's really, that's how you combat piracy. And I wish, not the music industry's figuring it out. I wish the other entertainment industrial complexes would figure this out. If piracy is such a big deal, right, and we go through all this trouble to restrict people, or to try and thwart piracy, how about competing with it rather than just trying to eliminate it with these draconian measures, which can be gotten around anyway. Make the products easy to get, make them inexpensive. Another example, Louis C.K. He's making a ton of money putting out, his comedy specials without DRM. You can download it for $5 or whatever. Why is anybody trying to do this the other way? It just doesn't make any sense. And if you really want to eliminate piracy, here's how you do it. You make the products, you make good products at a fair price, and don't put a lot of restrictions on them. And guess what? People will buy them just for the convenience alone, right? If they know they can buy it and use it anywhere they want on any device they want, then, why go through the trouble of piracy? Come on, get with the program, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.